except her husband. She was keeping everybody, no, she was keeping everybody in prison. Pennsylvania, they got to open the state. We're going to do well in Pennsylvania, too, by the way. Watch. North Carolina, we have Mark Meadows here, by the way, from North Carolina, our great chief of staff. Where's Mark? Our great chief of staff, he's working. He said, boy, this is, he was a very successful congressman, and he's been doing a fantastic job. Where's Mark? He's doing a great job. Is it an easy job, Mark? No problem. But Biden will close your classrooms, and you know that. He actually said the other day he'll follow science, he'll fight. So that means if Fauci says close it up, he's going to close up the country. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And if you look at the numbers are great. And we're going to go over that. He wants to throw your children out of the school, close up your schools, and shut down your workplace. And we're now setting records for employment, unemployment. We're setting all sorts of records economically. Europe, which has imposed punishing, horrible, really strong lockdowns, is now experiencing a massive surge in cases. You know, the fake news would say, well, look at Europe. I said, we're doing better than Europe, but now Europe is exploding, and they'll be okay, but they're exploding. Biden's plan will crush America. My plan will crush the virus, and America will be stronger than ever before.
There you have it, the President of the United States, Macon, Georgia, third speech of the day, and he has gone over, well over an hour, and I think he is bordering on 90 minutes, but he had an hour and 25-minute speech in Ocala. He had about an hour speech in Fort Myers, Florida, all today, and all with getting on Air Force One and doing his thing. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. We'll take you up to 6 o'clock on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Coming up on 5:32, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, there is a crash on Interstate 15 northbound at Russell. It's blocking the right lane there, and some residual slowing behind that. Also, lane restrictions, Interstate 15 north at Lamb. Expect delays on the 15 in both directions between Cheyenne and Craig. That is going on until 2021. Slowing into the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 east at Las Vegas Boulevard, west 515 at Pecos. Do expect some moderate flows there on the Beltway as well, 215 east at Valley Verde, 215 west at Gillespie, and utility work on Boulder Highway south between Charleston and Sahara.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
The UNLV football team has had multiple individuals test positive for the coronavirus, according to The Athletic. However, the report goes on to say that the positivity rate is low enough that right now it is not concerning enough to postpone any games at this point. They are scheduled to open up their season on October 24th when they will match up against San Diego State. That's a game that's going to be played in Carson, California. The Raiders, they are off this weekend. They are going to get back at it coming up a week from Sunday. Coming off their bye week, they'll face off against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Election Day is November 3rd. If you plan to vote by mail, plan ahead at usps.com/voting info. There, you will find helpful resources, such as guidance for successfully using the mail, links to find your state's rules and deadlines, information for military and overseas voters, and more. The U.S. Postal Service is ready to deliver for you. Make sure you're ready, too. Start today at usps.com/voting info.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know how he does it. The president is still speaking in Macon, Georgia. This is the longest of the three speeches, the last. Anybody that questions the stamina of this president is nuts. This guy is amazing. He jumps on and off airplanes and goes up on stage and speaks. He is absolutely amazing. I'm going to let you hear him conclude the speech, which I imagine is going to be coming in the next 3 to 4 minutes. But we'll let you hear the end of a long day for the president of the United States.
In the same league with David Perdue. I mean, that puts a lot of pressure on David, just like I have pressure on me. You're running against these people. It puts more pressure on you, David. It would be easier to run against somebody that was good. But he's a radical left Schumer Pelosi guy. He's bad on the Second Amendment. I remember when he was running, he didn't even live in the district. He's running for Congress. I said, what's going on? But we defeated him once, and I hear you're going to defeat him again. Thank you, David. Thank you. So a person who's become a friend of mine, and Brian thought she was fantastic, and I met her, and I said, the only thing is, you know, how would you handle pressure? You never know. This is a rough, mean business. And I found out she can handle pressure. She has been fantastic. She was with me 100% on the impeachment hoax. She's been with us all the way, and she's a great woman, and her husband is a great man and a very successful man. That's a good thing, not a bad thing, by the way. Some people would like to say, oh, the husband's a great failure. It's much better. No, no, no. He's a really respected person, and he loves his wife, and she's a terrific person. Kelly Loeffler. Kelly. Thank you. Great job. Great job, Kelly. Great job. I mean, my only problem, she's running against another great guy. I just said, run it out. I'm backing both of them because Doug Collins is here. Where's Doug? Boy, am I in a lousy position. I like them both. I love them both. He's been unbelievable with the impeachment hoax and everything else. He's a warrior. She's a warrior. But you know what I like? They're both going to the polls. They're going to bring their people with them. And you know who the biggest winner is going to be? Trump. Because everybody that votes for both of them is going to vote for me. But honestly, regardless of what happens, they're both going to be winners because whoever doesn't officially win is going to have an unbelievable future, and I'm going to make sure of it because these are two incredible people. Okay? You, yeah. And I mean it. But what a lousy position to be in, David, right? You like both of them, sort of. Oh, boy. So we have somebody, Jody Heist. You know Jody? Stand up, Jody. What a job. A warrior. A warrior. Thank you very much for everything, Jody. Jody's only leading his district by about 5,000 points, so we don't have to worry too much. We don't have to spend too much time. You're doing a great job, Jody. We appreciate it very much. Barry Loudermilk. Barry, thank you very much. Great job. Great job. These are warriors. These are incredible people. Rick Allen. Rick, thank you. Thank you. And another one who wanted, you know, a guy, he knows more about the farming industry. You know, when I was picking the...
That's the President of the United States, Macon, Georgia, his third stop. And he is supposedly coming to Nevada on Sunday. We don't know the finalized schedule. And as soon as we get it, we'll make sure we pass it along. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Chances are, you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am, as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at JudgeBillKephart.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect William Kephart.
Take a listen to your speakers. Over here. And over here. Unimpressive, right?
Imagine having 17 speakers powered by 710 watts all around you, even in the ceiling.
Better?
We think so. The all-new Acura TLX with the available ELS Studio 3D Premium Audio System. Acura. Let's talk. More drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home.
I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's get a couple of phone calls in if we can before we hear the president. He is still on the stage, and he began just after, what was it, 4 o'clock or something like that. He's still going. This is amazing. I'll tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Alex. Alex, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. Now, listen, I'm Latino, Hispanic, as you guys know. I'm a big Trump supporter. Listen, what happened last night was disgusting, and it was disgusting because it was not a balanced town hall. I watched both debates. Joe Biden is basically being supported by the media. Those of you old enough, remember, if I'm not mistaken, Khrushchev said, "We will destroy your country," meaning the United States. "We will destroy it from within," meaning they're not going to have to bring in soldiers. Guess what? We've got them here in the media. Look what you saw last night. They kept going after Donald Trump. And some of those questions were idiotic, stupid, imbecile questions. On Joe Biden, they didn't even touch him on none of his corruption. None of it. Him and his son, Hunter Biden. And I think it's disgusting. It's horrible. And those who vote for Joe Biden, in my book, being that I was brought to this country many years ago, are basically the enemy of people that want to hold up the country as a bastion for freedom and liberty and the ability to become whatever you want to be in this country. That guy is disgusting. And, you know, you guys have better look into what he talked about last night. He talked about mandating a vaccine. And don't tell me he didn't say it. He said it. You heard what he was saying,
yep.
Mandating a vaccine. The mask. He did the mask. Then he said, we're going to take care of education by taking your kids away at 3 and 4 years old. Come on, wake up, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
Yeah. Alex, I'm glad you called, and I thank you. The president looks like he's getting ready to wrap up in Macon, Georgia. Let's take you there live now.
In the history of the world, which is true, there's never been anything like it. And now we are doing it again. You know, I see these hats, Make America Great Again. So you know what I say? Make America great again. Make America great again. We had it done, and then the plague came in from China. We're not forgetting that, you watch. We're tariffing the hell out of them. We're getting so much money. We gave it. Our farmers were targeted. We gave it to our farmers, Sonny, so that's fine. In my first 3 years, family income increased by $6,000. Think of that, $6,000 a family. More than 5 times the gains in all 8 years under the Obama-Biden administration. Remember this, and I said it today, I never even thought of it. If they were good, I wouldn't be your president. I wouldn't have run. If they were good, I wouldn't have even run. But they were horrible, so I won. If they were good and I did run, I wouldn't have won because they would have done a good job and I wouldn't have won. They were horrible. They had Ferguson. They had all of the problems in different places. Oakland, they had tremendous. Baltimore, they had tremendous. They had nothing but problems. It was a disaster. And anyway, and the trade deals were the worst. And the Iran deal with $150 billion, we got nothing. And $1.8 billion in cash. African-American income grew 9 times more, 9 times, than it did under Biden and Obama. You know, they called up David today. They said, "Sir, we have bad news." "What's the bad news?" "Obama's going to start campaigning for Sleepy Joe." I said, "Is that good or bad? Why is it bad?" "Because he campaigned harder for Hillary than she did." You know? He was very ineffective as a campaigner to me. I thought he was very ineffective. So I think that's good news. But if you remember, you just remember this. He was a vice president for 8 years to Obama, and Obama refused to endorse him. He wouldn't endorse. You know why? Because he knows he's mentally shot. He's shot. And Obama, look, I mean, he's a patriot. And he says, "You can have a guy like this." And then he ended up lucking out because Warren wouldn't get out of the race, and so they were splitting up the vote. And what did he do? He wouldn't do it. It took him forever to make the endorsement, David, right? It took him forever. And finally, because he couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe this guy won. But they said he's going to be campaigning for him. Just remember what I said. He never thought it was possible that he won. And then even after he won, he couldn't do it, but he finally got it done. To bring opportunity, security, fairness, and prosperity to black communities, I recently announced the Platinum Plan, which is a big deal. We will create 3 million new jobs for black Americans, increase access to capital, restore safety to every neighborhood, and we will deliver school choice, which is the most important thing. We're doing that. That's all done. And remember this, and I say this, and some people think it's like a lot, but it's true. They don't challenge me. With the exception of Abraham Lincoln, nobody has done more for the black community than Donald Trump. And it's true. It's true. I got criminal justice reform. That was me. That was not anybody else but me. They came to see me. I got criminal justice reform done, prison reform, opportunity zones done with Tim Scott from South Carolina. Great senator, great man, great person. He's a great, great person. And I got all of this stuff done, opportunity zones. And we did historically black colleges and universities. Every year, they would come up, the heads of these colleges and universities, black colleges and universities, really good people. And after the third year, I said, how come you keep coming? Because they didn't have any deal. So every year they had to come. I said, what do you feel like? He said, one man, great guy. He said, I feel like a beggar. Because every year we'd come up and beg for money. I got them 10-year absolute funding. Historically black colleges. Obama wouldn't do it. Biden wouldn't do it. Nobody did it. I did it. Just remember, criminal justice reform, that's the biggest thing. Biden has vowed to ban school choice and charter schools, devastating the black community. We've spent the last 4 years reversing the damage that Joe Biden inflicted over the last 47 years with his stupidity. He backed NAFTA. He backed TPP, which would have been a disaster if I didn't stop it. And China's entry into the World Trade Organization, one of the worst things that's ever happened to our country. For decades, our politicians spent trillions of dollars rebuilding foreign nations, fighting foreign wars, countries that you've never even heard of, and defending foreign borders, but we didn't defend our own borders. But now we're finally protecting our nation, rebuilding our cities, and we are bringing our jobs, our factories, and our troops back home to the USA.
Well, the president in Macon, Georgia, wrapping up, he's still going. I don't know where he finds the energy. I could not do what he does. And I do a three-hour show, but it's not like what he's doing. And by the way, he is really entertaining. Coming up, we just got a booking for a guest for Monday who has been on the show before. We'll tell you who she is and why she is so important to your health care. We'll do that and more coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Is it okay for pastors to discuss politics from behind the pulpit, and don't they have a responsibility to do so? A theologian and professor of biblical studies joins me.
Monday morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Now, there are many kinds of risk when it comes to our finances. The amount of risk we have in our portfolios should go down as we get older. Well, here to help us understand risk in retirement is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, what can we do to make sure that we aren't taking too much risk or too little risk in our retirement?
We look at the risk, Steve, and it's one of the three financial termites: risk, fees, and commissions. All three of those can do so much damage to your portfolio. Think about horse races. They have the rider, the jockey on there, right? And let's say you watch a horse race, and there's one horse lagging way behind. Horse looks real in-shape horse, real nice horse. The only problem is the jockey on the horse is about 100 pounds bigger than all the other jockeys.
This is a problem.
And so I look at that as the fat jockey being risk, fees, and commissions. It's pulling down your portfolio. So what do? You get rid of the jockey. There's nothing wrong with a horse a lot of times. So what we have to do is just redesign our thought process many times, and making sure we have a strategic development process when we build our retirement plans. So we need to look at our tax returns to make sure we're not overpaying there on taxes. We need to look at our investments to make sure we're not overpaying fee-wise, again, financial termites. We need to establish our retirement income goal, money we need to enjoy retirement in. And then we need to analyze our current investments to establish the real cost and fees and the calculated risk exposure level based on the risk you're taking right now. What happens when the market goes the wrong way? A lot of people saw that. Let's get that out of the way. Let's design that principal protection plan and that market correction action plan and your total retirement plan. I'll do all of those. It's over $1,000 value for the next 10 callers who call right now. You also get three book set.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000. VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
Planning for tax season? Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. When used for business, a Range Rover can be depreciated at a faster rate than most luxury cars. So now, owning a Range Rover not only affords extreme breadth of capability to your business, it can deliver significant tax advantages as well. Consult your tax advisor for details. Let our business take care of yours. Come in for a test drive today at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Trust me, the president really is wrapping up in Macon, Georgia. He's like a wind-up doll. Here he is.
Democrats are pushing the most far-left agenda ever put forward by a presidential nominee. The Biden plan would destroy Social Security and destroy protections for pre-existing conditions. People with pre-existing conditions are never going to get it. Their plan and this Green New Deal will destroy our country. It's crazy. You know, when I first heard it, I thought they were joking, actually. I thought, oh, not even cows do they want. They don't want cows. I think they gave up on that one, but they didn't really give up. They will never give up. Biden's running mate sponsored a bill to outlaw private health insurance. 180 million people that love their private plans, right? They love their private plans. Those plans are going to be gone. Biden vowed to terminate our travel bans on jihadist regions and surge refugee admissions 700%, opening the floodgates to radical Islamic terrorism. Your state and your country will be overrun and overwhelmed. We'll have no money, and we will indeed be another Venezuela, very large-scale version.
That's the President of the United States. Don't forget our presidential debate watch party next Thursday. You need tickets. To get tickets, go to my website, kevinwallradio.com, and order your tickets. I want to see you there. Next Thursday at Rhythm Kitchen. We're going to have so much fun. Till we join you on Monday. Oh, you know who we're going to have on Monday? Seema Verma, Administrator for the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. What's at stake on Election Day? She'll tell us. That's all coming up Monday. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable